I became convinced of this 15 years ago, after the fatwa of Ayatollah Khomeini had sentenced Salman Rushdie and his publishers to death because of what was perceived to be a blasphemous portrait of Muhammad in the Satanic Verses. I abhorred the fatwa and believed that Rushdie had a right to publish whatever he chose. But I was disturbed by the way some of Rushdie's liberal supporters segued from a denunciation of the fatwa to an out-and-out condemnation of Islam itself that bore no relation to the facts. It seemed wrong to defend a liberal principle by reviving a medieval prejudice. We appeared to have learned nothing from the tragedy of the 1930s, when this type of bigotry made it possible for Hitler to kill 6 million Jews. But I realized that many Western people had no opportunity to revise their impression of Muhammad, so I decided to write a popular, accessible account of his life to challenge this entrenched view. The result was Muhammad, A Biography of the Prophet, which was first published in 1991. But in the wake of September the 11th, we need to focus on other aspects of Muhammad's life. So this is a completely new and entirely different book, which, I hope, will speak more directly to the terrifying realities of our post-September the 11th world. As a paradigmatic personality, Muhammad has important lessons not only for Muslims, but also for Western people. His life was a jihad. As we shall see, this word does not mean holy war. It means struggle. Muhammad literally sweated with the effort to bring peace to war-torn Arabia, and we need people who are prepared to do this today. His life was a tireless campaign against greed, injustice, and arrogance. He realized that Arabia was at a turning point and that the old way of thinking would no longer suffice. So he wore himself out in the creative effort to evolve an entirely new solution. We entered another era of history on September the 11th and must strive with equal intensity to develop a different outlook. Strangely, events that took place in 7th century Arabia have much to teach us about the events of our time and their underlying significance. Far more, in fact, than the facile soundbites of politicians. Muhammad was not trying to impose religious orthodoxy. He was not much interested in metaphysics, but to change people's hearts and minds. He called the prevailing spirit of his time Jahiliyyah. Muslims usually understand this to mean the time of ignorance, that is, the pre-Islamic period in Arabia. But, as recent research shows, Muhammad used the term Jahiliyyah to refer not to an historical era, but to a state of mind that caused violence and terror in 7th century Arabia. Jahiliyyah, I would argue, is also much in evidence in the West today, as well as in the Muslim world. Paradoxically, Muhammad became a timeless personality because he was so rooted in his own period. We cannot understand his achievement unless we appreciate what he was up against. In order to see what he can contribute to our own predicament, we must enter the tragic world that made him a prophet nearly 1400 years ago on a lonely mountaintop just outside the holy city of Mecca.